Police say they've captured a man they suspect opened fire and killed 9 people at the African Methodist Episcopal Church last night in Charleston, South Carolina. And President Obama, speaking earlier today, said he knew one of the victims, a state senator but also the pastor of the church, Clementa Pinckney. He was known by many. Joining us on his cell phone outside the church is Elder James Johnson. Elder Johnson, our condolences. We imagine you're still in shock.
Sad day in Charleston and the state of South Carolina today. We lost a great friend and a great man who cared about the community.
We understand he came to his faith at the age of 13 and was appointed a pastor at a church at 18?
Yes, he was. He was one of the youngest pastors of that church. That church is over 200 years old. It started right after slavery, something like this to happen. And that church, it's really sad because the history is here. And we have people all over the streets still crying.
You're saying people in the streets crying?
Yes, people are still weeping in the streets and still crying. We just had the shooting of Walter Scott by North Charleston police. And the people are still grieving from that and then less than 60 days disappear. So it's really hard for the community to actually pick up without prayer.
What happens now? There must be, in addition to sorrow, some anger. What are you telling people? How to respond to this?
All we know to do is to pray. And that's what we do. We pray and we call them. One thing about it, we don't want to teach hate. So we just want people to pray, bring the community together to deal with this problem, you know, black and white.
Elder James Johnson, president of the Charleston chapter of the National Action Network, that's the Reverend Al Sharpton's activist group. Also, he was a friend of the Reverend Clementa Pinckney, who was shot and killed in last night's shooting at the AME church there in Charleston. Elder Johnson, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And as we've said, Pastor Pinckney, also a state senator in South Carolina. This past April, just 10 days after the shooting death of Walter Scott by police in North Charleston, Senator Pinckney took to the floor of the State House.
As we are in the Christian season of Easter, we're reminded of the story of Jesus gathering his disciples in Galilee in the upper room. And in that week following Easter, every disciple was there but one. Thomas. And if you don't mind a small recap of the story, Jesus walks through a locked door and the disciples see something that they were amazed to see, and that is the living Jesus. And they were able to see the nails in his hands, and they were able to put their hand in his side to prove to them Jesus allowed this so that they would have no doubt. But one body, one person was missing, and that was Thomas. And when Thomas heard the news, he said he didn't believe it. He said, there's no way, it's impossible. Jesus is dead. There's no way that he came and visited. But the next week, Thomas was there. Jesus walked in. He said, I won't believe until I see the nails. I won't believe until I can put my hand in your side. And it was only when he was able to do that, he said, I believe, my Lord and my God. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, when we first heard on the television that a police officer had gunned down an unarmed African American in North Charleston by the name of Walter Scott, there were some who said, wow. The national story has come home to South Carolina. But there were many who said there is no way that a police officer would ever shoot somebody in the back 6, 7, 8 times. But like Thomas, when we were able to see the video and we were able to see the gunshots and when we saw him fall to the ground, and when we saw the police officer come and handcuff him on the ground without even trying to resuscitate him, without even seeing if he was really alive, without calling an ambulance, without calling for help, and to see him die face down in the ground as if he were gunned down like game. I believe we all were like Thomas and said, I believe.
The late Clementa Pinckney speaking just 2 months ago on the floor of the South Carolina State House. He was the youngest African-American ever elected to the legislature in South Carolina as a rep at 23.
And Peter, 4 years later, he was elected senator. And last night, he was gunned down.